Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I am Mike.
I'm Betty.
And we are back with you guys, and we are still in Finland, and gosh, I really should have worn much warmer clothes. You must be freezing.
I'm sweating, actually.
In Finland? In December?
In the studio, thinking about Finland.
Thinking about going
to Finland.
We're trying to pretend we're in Finland.
Yeah, it's too cold.
We have this beautiful Finland background. Look, it's Helsinki, everybody. No, of course, we're not there, and it's probably good because we would be freezing right now. But if you do get the chance or are lucky enough to visit Finland at any time of the year, it would be a wonderful thing to do. And actually, a lot of people might go in the summer more than they maybe would go in the winter. Uh-huh. Finland does a really good job of putting on lots of wonderful, fun things to do in the summer. Mm-hmm. And I know we've actually talked about some of them before.
Right.
They have the wife carrying championships.
Oh, that's fun.
They have
the phone throwing
championships.
A bunch of weird
air guitar championships.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have all these wonderful competitions and festivals, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about what's happening now in the month of December, in the months of January, in the middle of the winter. It gets dark very early there. Mm. The sun comes up very late, but of course you'll get to see the northern lights if you're lucky.
Ooh.
And there are many other cool things. So we're going to learn about all of those today.
But before that, pop quiz.
Oh man, we're having so much fun.
We've got an easy one today, actually.
Okay,
so 同学请问...
Moomins.
Moomins. Okay, that's too much fun. 好，那这个...
I thought that was the answer. I'm just going to yell out Finnish things until I get the right answer.
You can try that out.
White Cathedral! Okay, go ahead. 那这里呢，哎，简单的，因为我们台湾人很喜欢就是遇到外国人问他说，哎，你哪里来的啊？对不对？那请问对方哪里人的英文要怎么说呢？
We'll learn more about it.
Mm.
Let's go to Finland, the land of snow and stories.
Do you believe Santa Claus is real? In Finland, he really is. Santa Claus Village is in Rovaniemi. Here, you can meet him and send postcards with a special Arctic stamp. Many visitors come every year. In Finland, Santa Claus has a special name, Joulupukki. It comes from an old winter festival in Northern Europe. Long ago, he looked like a goat and had magic powers.
All right, so the article begins with a question. This is a really weird question.
Uh-huh.
Do you believe Santa Claus is real?
Do you?
Well, duh. Who brings all the presents at Christmas time? The Rock?
I thought it was yourself giving...
Me? No, I'm not Santa Claus. He's a jolly guy, red suit, lives at the North Pole.
Okay.
Brings, you know, flies around Rudolph and the reindeer and, you know, right? Right? Right?
That's real, right? So I don't know. We'll find out more. Probably it's your parents. Probably it's not.
Okay.
Probably someone else, your neighbors,
well,
perhaps.
If you want proof, I can tell you exactly where to go. In Finland, he really is. Well,
oh,
of course.
Really?
Because he's as real as, you know, me or you or The Rock.
And he's flying in the sky.
Well, he's, you know, he only works one day a year. So the guy's got a lot of hobbies.
Oh, okay.
He's got a lot of free time. So in Finland, he really is a real person. Santa Claus Village is in Rovaniemi.
Oh.
This is not the same Santa Claus Village in North Pole, New York. This is the one in Rovaniemi in Finland.
Okay, so 有这个罗瓦涅米的圣诞老人村真的有圣诞老人，当然圣诞老人可能是真的了，对不对？
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. So you can meet the great man himself. Here you can meet him and send postcards with a special Arctic stamp. Isn't that cool? You sent it from Santa Claus's village, and hopefully Santa Claus will write down all your Christmas wishes.
My sister actually sent one postcard to that specific address.
And?
I guess they... She never, heard further from the Santa Claus.
Really?
In there. I don't know what happened. Probably her mail was lost in the process.
Yeah, maybe he switched to email now.
Oh, that must be why.
You gotta check your email.
Yeah, 他就说呢，哎，骑手在这边哦，你可以就是寄这个明信片。那呢，这个明信片呢，寄回去给你的时候，就会有一个北极的这个邮票哦，所以同学可以试试看。
All right, so check out this town of Rovaniemi where they have the Santa Claus Village. And no surprise, many visitors come every year.
Oh, so they actually take visitors.
They're such fans. Of course they do. They're such fans of Santa Claus. They want to come every single year, not only to see him and check out the village, but maybe to give him their Christmas wishes personally, face to face, so that they get that new PlayStation or that new bike or that whatever they're really, really hoping for.
对，那他就说每年都有许多游客会来拜访这些圣诞老人哦。
All right, in Finland it says Santa Claus has a special name. So they probably understand Santa Claus, but in Finnish he is called Joulupukki.
Okay, so that's a fun name. 他说在芬兰呢，这些圣诞老人其实有一个特殊的名字，叫这个。Again, can you say
Joulupukki?
Right, that's the pronunciation. That's how you say
it. You can say it.
Joulupukki.
Very good.
Yay! 圣诞山羊. He is actually a goat.
Joulupukki. He's a goat?
A goat.
He's a goat.
Legend in the past.
You're not going to get what you want for Christmas. You just called Santa a goat.
In the past.
That's not polite.
Santa Claus was a goat and then he turned slowly into
He has had several forms over the years.
Right.
That is true. But we're all allowed to reinvent ourselves occasionally. Joulupukki, this is the Finnish name
for
this Santa Claus kind of character who may have, you know, had a goat as a grandfather. It comes from an old winter festival in Northern Europe.
Oh, 它其实是其来有自哦，其实一个以前呢，就是在这个北欧，它有一个。冬天哦，它会有一个庆典。那这个 Joulupukki 呢，就是从这个庆典延伸而来的。那我们来看一下这个 pop quiz 哦，就是你从哪里来呢？我们可以问别人说 Where are you from？ 对不对？然后 Where do you come from？ 那你要注意动词跟时态的使用，因为我们觉得谁从哪里来啊，它是一个事实，所以我们不用过去式哦。那你要记得，如果你用 do， Where do you？Come from, 好不好？你不能说 Where do you from? 这有点怪。Where are you from? 好，那比如说我老师来自加拿大，对不对？ My teacher comes from Canada. This postcard comes from France. 这张明信片来自法国。
Alright, so yes, long ago, as Betty was just telling us, he looked like a goat and had magic powers.
Also, wasn't a goat, looked like a goat.
He looked like a goat.
Oh, that was my bad,
There you go, and he had magic powers. Well, I guess he still has magic powers, right? To travel around the world in one day and give everyone toys and get his big bum down those chimneys.
That's
He's a chubby
magic.
Man. He's
yeah,
a large
magic.
Man.
Okay.
That would take some magic.
他就说，很久很久以前，他其实看起来像山羊啦。我刚才我以为他是山羊，他其实这里是说他看起来像山羊。然后呢，他有魔法哦。那同学要注意 ，like 是介系词哦，是像的意思。比如说 ，this cat looks like this cake。Looks like a cat, 哦，不是 the other way around. 对，这个蛋糕看起来像一只猫，我差点把它念成这个猫看起来像一个蛋糕，这样有点怪。Alright, so that's for that.
I want to see a cat that looks like a cake. We'll do that next month. We'll do that next month's article.
好，同学们来学今天的单词哦。第一个单词 postcard, 明信片的意思哦。同学在念的时候那个 TK 不要念出来 ,postcard, 比较好念。好 ,I send a postcard to my friend from Japan. 哦，我从日本寄了一张明信片给我的朋友。好，我们来看杂志的例句哦。Helen always sends a postcard to her family when she travels. 哦 ,Helen 这个是一个很细心的人哦，每次旅行都会寄明信片给家人。第二个单词 stamp, 名词邮票。You need to put a stamp on the envelope. 你要在信封上贴一张邮票，如果你要寄的话，对不对？那单字例句 ，Don't forget to put a stamp on the envelope. 再次提醒你哦，要贴邮票啦。好，那这个 envelope 你可以念 envelope， 也可以念 envelope。
However, Christmas has another horrible character in Finland. His name is Joulupukki. In old stories, during the holiday.He walks from house to house. He frightens bad kids or asks for food. Even today, people in Finland remember this story at Christmas.
All right, so there's Joulupukki, who seems to be kind of a nice guy, even if he's got some goat in his family. But he's kind of the Christmas Santa Claus character from Finland. However, Christmas has another horrible character in Finland.
Oh, this is the fun
part. So Christmas isn't all about smiles and presents and joy. It can also be about terror,
Cries and
fear,
screams.
and tears,
right.
apparently.
他就说呢，哎，然而哦，这个圣诞节呢，哎，不只是 有尤鲁普基这个好的圣诞山羊哦，圣诞老公公，还有一个吓人的哦，不好的哦。嗯、
Alright, and he has another interesting name. His name is Nuti Puki.
Sounds cute.
Naughty Puki. Nuti Puki.
Oh, okay.
He's bad Puki. You've been very Nuti. I mean, just naughty, sounds like, but yes, he's the evil Christmas character.
Okay, 他就是暗黑版的圣诞传说。他就讲说这个 ,again, how do you say it?
Nuti Puki.
对 ,Nuti Puki 呢、嗯、他是一个恶灵哦，他也有这个羊角，然后他会披着兽皮，然后戴着树皮的面具，然后骗人说他就是呢尤鲁普基，但他其实是 Nuti Puki.
Alright, apart from having a cool name, what else did Nuti Puki do? It says in old stories during the holiday, he walks from house to house.
Okay, so I guess he's pretending that he's Santa Claus, right?
I don't know. Santa's flying in his sleigh with reindeer and all, you know. But anyway, he's walking from house to house. That's not so scary so far. He sounds like the mail carrier. He sounds like the postman or something like that.
以前的故事哦，那只要圣诞节呢，他就会这样挨家挨户 ，from house to house， 挨家挨户呢去逛，去敲人家的门。Okay, and then what happens?
Ah, here's the scary part. He frightens bad kids, rawr, or asks for food.
Okay.
So he thinks it's Halloween. He always has problems with the date.
OK, 所以他就说呢他就会吓那个坏小孩然后呢会跟人家讨食物这样子、哦。那听说呢他会带着这个鞭子 whip, 还有藤条到别人家里然后如果你不乖的话对他就会鞭你哦、
okay.
对然后还会把坏小孩煮来吃。
Yeah, so he actually does sound like he's just out on Christmas, on Halloween, doesn't he? He's frightening people and he's asking for food. Trick or treat. But there you go. He's the scary Christmas character. Now that's of course from long ago and I'm sure you'll see other pictures of Santa Claus and, you know, his jolly red suit and the big white beard and all that kind of stuff. But this is part of their culture. Even today, it says, people in Finland remember this story at Christmas. Yeah, we don't really have like the scary Christmas character. In another Western culture.
I mean, we
have the Grinch, right, from that movie, that story, but that's not really from old
past. Do you have, like, scary stories in your culture that parents tell to their kids so that they
behave? Fairy tales can be scary, you know, the jolly green giant who's not so, Jack and the Beanstalk, right, that giant who wants to kill people. but not really for Christmas. Christmas is very kind of clean and fun and happy these days.
Oh, okay.
So but yeah, in the past, maybe it wasn't.
他就说呢他就讲说但现在芬兰人都还会记得这个可怕的故事这样可能每个文化都会有可怕的故事就是要吓小孩这样。那这里头要注意一下 ,at Christmas, 就想说Christmas 不是一个节日吗为什么他不是用 on 呢其实因为 Christmas 它前后不是有假期吗一个很长的假期对不对那在英文就把这个假期全部看成一整个时间点所以我们说 at Christmas, 就是圣诞节前后的这个假期哦。那这个呢其实在新年也可以我们可以说 at New Year, 就是在这个新年前后这一段假期的时间所以同学要注意一下这个介系词很特别哦好那我们来看一下第三个单词 horrible 形容词可怕的或令人毛骨悚然的比如说同学应该有这个经验 That was a horrible movie I couldn't sleep after watching it 那部电影实在是有够恐怖看完之后就失眠然后一直想到那个鬼一直跑出来这样好来对一下单词例句哦Timmy didn't sleep well because he had a horrible dream last night. 啊，做了噩梦了，所以同学也可以学一下 a horrible dream 啊，做了个噩梦这样子，所以 Timmy 就没有睡好。好，我们来看到这一次的最后一个单字喽。Remember 它是一个动词，记得。好，那比如说呢，最简单的句子，你记得她的名字吗 ？Do you remember her name? Oh, okay. 那我们来看杂志的例句哦。After many years, I still remember my elementary school teacher. 同学有这种经验吗？经过了很多年了，你现在回想，还是记得小时候呢，对你很好的某一个老师，很温暖的，或者是很严格的。那同学也可以回去复习一下。Remember, 它后面可以加动词 ing, 也可以加 to 动词原形。这个文法大家可以回去再复习一下哦。
Review time.
Alright, so for our review, we're going to talk about some Christmas stories, which will be very interesting. Have you ever heard a Christmas story from another country?
Okay, I actually have no idea. I actually have no idea about this one.
Okay.
Right, because Christmas story from another country.
Well, I mean, a lot of the Christmas stories that we have are kind of made up from stories from different countries. I mean, originally the Christmas story of Jesus being born, that's from another country, right? That's from what is now Israel or Judea, as it was called back then. I think actually he was born in Palestine, which is not part of Israel now, but that part of the world. And then later on, you know, we took German traditions and English traditions. Queen Victoria had a German husband.
Oh, okay.
And they were one of the people to really bring a lot of these different customs and traditions together, having Christmas trees inside, decorating them, things like that. And then, of course, the Americans really made a lot of the modern Christmas stuff. Santa Claus, I think, Santa Claus in his red suit with his big white beard and his
shiny. American thing?
That's from a Coca-Cola, a Coca-Cola poster. From like the 1930s or something like that. So yeah, Christmas is really interesting because it, all the traditions we know of, all the different, you know, parts of the holiday, they're actually kind of made up from a bunch of different places over many, many hundreds of years.
And I think there are a lot of little novels and stories about Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. Although I never have, like, I don't really know that much about Christmas, but I know some novels about Christmas.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Christmas Carol. Of,
yeah. Every year I try to read a Christmas murder mystery novel.
Oh, that's true.
Those are fun. Yeah, Christmas comedies and of course all the music that also goes along with Christmas. So no matter what you like about it, there's always something in there that appeals to different people.
Right. And now we're probably going to the last part. I actually also thought about when I did this article, when I was prepping for it, like a Christmas character that
a Christmas character
might be able to invent if you have the power to invent a Christmas character.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead with my answer.
Okay.
Okay. So I want a Christmas snow owl.
A snowy owl.
Right.
Okay.
Do you know that the white owl in Harry Potter stories?
Yep.
那个哈利波特故事里面, and the name would be Twinkle. So Twinkle will fly around, fly around the world on Christmas Eve and help Santa check if children are sleeping.
Oh.
So that Santa Claus knows if he wants to give the child the gift.
Okay.
Yeah, and probably it can sing soft songs to help them fall asleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a book you're going to write or a story you're going to make?
Probably 20 years later.
In 20 years?
Yeah, in 20 years.
Pay attention, check your local bookstore.
I'll give you a copy.
In the year 2045 and pick up your copy of Twinko, The Snowy Owl.
Okay, 那今天的节目就讲到这边啦。想观看更多精彩的内容，请到YouTube搜寻 A Plus English 空中美语，也别忘记帮我们按赞、订阅、开启小铃铛哦。那我们就明天见喽。那祝大家圣诞快乐喽！
拜拜，
拜拜。